Karen Rubio works for Truckee Meadows Community College, helping recruit high school students to the school. She's a first-generation college grad who started at TMCC before transferring to UNR. While in school at age 20, Karen became pregnant. Then, during the pregnancy, her mother died unexpectedly. Despite the obstacles, she kept going and earned a bachelor's degree in business. Karen shared her inspiring story with Yuli Chavez, her boss and mentor at TMCC.
Karen, you transferred to UNR after your two-year associate's degree, and you decided to pursue business in the College of Business at the University of Nevada, Reno. What was your transfer experience like?
So I was really fortunate. I had a really good advisor, and she helped me choose all my classes, and everything was going great. But right before I started my fall semester, I found out I was pregnant. So I'm 20 years old. I had just earned my associate's, and then I was pregnant now. So then at that moment, everything started closing in on me, and I just didn't know how I was going to go from that point forward. I can't say this enough. I've just been very fortunate. My husband was kind of, because at one point I'm like, well, maybe I should take some time off school. I can work and raise money for when the baby comes. And he's like, nope. He's like, you're going to stay in school. We're going to be fine. And I did. So that first semester, I was enrolled full-time at UNR. And I remember I met one of my favorite professors, Federico Guerrero. He's an econ professor. And I remember I came up to him one day and I'm like, you know what, I'm really having trouble understanding. And I had never gone through this in other classes, so I felt so lost. And I thought it was me being at UNR that was the problem. And I told him, I'm like, I'm pregnant, I'm going through a few things. And then from that moment on, he really took me under his wing. He would help me. I would go to his office hours. He would explain things more in depth, and I was successful in this class.
How did you tell your mom that you were pregnant?
So me and my mom were actually really, really close. I remember I found out I was pregnant, and I was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to tell her? Because she was always so proud of me for not getting pregnant as a teen or like being another. She was like, I don't want you to be another statistic. I want you to be successful. I want you to thrive. So that day I called her in my room, and it was just me and her by myself. And I told her, I'm like, I really have to tell you something. And at that point, I was like literally at the beginning of my pregnancy. I had just found out. And she's sitting there and she starts laughing. She's like, I know you're pregnant. And I just broke down and I was just crying. I'm like, how do you know? She's like, Karen, I'm your mom. She's like, I know everything. And that was just kind of how she was. Even when I can say she's the one person that helped me through every hard situation when I was growing up, even if I were wrong, she would let me know I was wrong because she was really big on that. But she would always help me through it and help me solve issues that she kind of gave me life skills, I guess you can say. So after that, she told me we were going to be fine. She's like, you have a supportive partner. I'm going to support you too. She's like, you're going to go to school and you're going to finish. She's like, because that's your goal. You just need to finish.
When your baby was born, you know, what was that like? You know, being a new mom, a very young mom, and with your mom not having the guidance from mom, what was that like?
It was difficult. I would work during the day. I would go to class. I would get home probably around 7. And then I breastfed my kids for almost a year, so I would pump all day long. I would try to store it. And then I had to find time to do homework, so that was really hard. And then, of course, it was a newborn, so they require a lot of attention. So I would have to really prioritize everything in my life to the sense of what needed my attention the most. Her dad was so helpful at the time because he knew I had homework. He would grab her. He would get out of the room while I had to, like, study. But it was difficult having to juggle being a mom, being a full-time student, and having to work as well.
What kept you going?
In the back of my mind, I always knew my mom wanted me to finish. My mom was such an inspiration to me. I want to be the same thing for my daughter. I want my daughter to grow up and say, like, she did it, why can't I? And I went through some stuff during the time that I had to do it. She has no excuse not to go to college at this point.
Su mamá es una chingona. So yes, she has no excuse. What was graduation like?
Oh, looking back, graduation's probably one of my favorite days. I graduated from high school in 2012. I graduated from TMCC May 2014. So it came around to be May 2016, and I had applied for graduation, and everything was all set. I remember, like, it didn't really set in until the day that I was at commencement. I was running late, as always, so I'm, like, running down the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And
I remember you were late, so I was taking pictures.
She was.
And you were the last person to show up with baby in hand, yeah. And Juan had big flowers. Yes.
So then I ran in, joined my friends in the line. And I remember during the line, I got really emotional. I would just kept, like, thoughts kept rushing through my head, and I'm just like, what's going on? So I just kept, like, keeping it cool. And then my husband texted me when I was in line. He's like, I just want you to know how proud I am of you. And I was like, he's going to make me cry while I'm, like, ready to go take a picture on commencement.
Full makeup on, yes.
So then I remember just everything, every emotion I can possibly feel, I felt that day. And when it came down and they called my name to the stage, I can say that's one of the feelings I'll never be able to explain. It was just fulfillment, excitement, so many emotions. And as I walked off the stage, Federico Guerrero was one of the professors that was shaking the graduates' hands. And he told me in Spanish, he's like, you did it. He's like, I knew you would be able to. And I put my hand out to shake his hand. He's like, oh no. He's like, I'm going to give you a hug. And he hugged me, and I was just like, I was so happy. And at that time, my emotion was so much happiness that I didn't even feel like crying. But as I was walking, UNR has, like, these white gates after commencement, and they don't let the students out, but the security saw me, and I'm like, can I please go? And then he's like, okay. So he opened up the gate for me. As soon as I walked out of there, all I could think of was my mom, my husband, my daughter, and I just started crying. I was just so happy. And then right there on the other side, all my family was waiting for me. And it was, I can say it's been one of the best days. It would have been so much better, you know, if so many things were different, but it was just amazing.
I think your mom was there, you know. She was there. She's there. She's always there.
I know. She's out for you. She looks out for me a lot. Mm-hmm.
I agree. The wonderful Moraima. So who are you today, Karen? You know, who after your experience and, you know, today, who is Karen Rubio today? And most importantly, what is her message to the world?
I am so happy and proud to say that I am a TMCC professional now. I work with the Jumpstart Dual Credit Program. And it's just surreal to be where I am now. I'm 23 years old, and I can say I actually started my career, which is my ultimate goal, to be someone, to have a purpose in life. And I have two beautiful daughters now, Allison and Andrea. My husband's still my number one fan. He always supports me in everything I want to do. I just want people to know that in life, life can be rough. It can be rough in the times that you don't want it to be rough. But you just kind of need to push forward and just have that endurance. Because at the end of the day, it is so worth it. I know people say that, but for me, it was all the tears, the stress, the I don't want to do this anymore was so worth it. And I wouldn't be who I was here today if it wasn't for everything I went through and if it wasn't for all the amazing people that really helped me be who I am. I'm so excited to be part of TMCC, which is such a close community, and they're so loving and welcoming that being there now, some of them are, they remember me as a student, and then now I'm a professional. It's just the best feeling ever. People just need to keep going and not give up, because even though life knocks you down, when you get up, you're stronger, and you really will be the person you want to be if you really try hard.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Karen Rubio, a first-generation college graduate who now works for TMCC. She was speaking with her mentor, Yuli Chavez, who directs the Access, Outreach, and Recruitment Department at the school. This segment was inspired by the National Oral History Program, StoryCorps.